Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Stoneface Films right around the proverbial corner. But first, I'd like to tell you that this episode is brought to you by the fine people over at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is the fantastic monthly mystery crate for lovers of pop culture, filled with incredible and exclusive items and apparel from your favorite TV shows, movies, games, and more. This month's theme, May, is Guardians, where we salute those who stand up for others, whether they're protecting the galaxy, the world, or just the neighborhood. All hail the Guardians. As one might expect, this crate comes with items the likes of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Star Wars, Destiny, and The Goonies. Go to lootcrate.com/stoneface, promo code BADLADS. It's Loot Crate, ladies and gentlemen.
Loot Crate.
I can't remember the science behind it, but
It gives your hands something to do.
But like, that's not just the thesis science statement. Yeah. That's the science.
Here's the fun part.
It's the as of yet untitled Stoneface Production Committee Hour podcast, maybe longer than an hour.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Stoneface Films podcast. I am the fleshy bag of allergies masquerading as John Hosier Byrne, and with me, as always, he almost couldn't be here today because he was busy attending social events of private groups across the Greco-Roman alphabet in order to determine if indeed there are any parties like an S-Club party. It's Mr. David Riley.
Superb.
Thank you very much.
Superb.
Also with us today, he is the S-shaped Tetris block to our L-shaped Tetris block. It's Mr. Rob O'Sullivan, the engineer of Sentinel Audio Productions.
Hello.
How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good to hear it. How's life?
I almost threw my back out last week. That was fun.
Hi.
Good man. We'll come to it. Listen, we'll do the we'll come to the that section.
Oh yes.
I don't know what we call it.
Segment.
This is very loosely structured to begin with. Also with us today, and we are delighted to have carrying on our sort of season four continuous run of hugely impressive Irish feminist women. And the Ryan brothers as well. Because they were
they
free.
Have long hair.
They do have long hair.
So that
hair.
Was more of an admin mistake. I booked them while looking at them from behind.
But we've got an absolutely superb guest, a lady for whom we have the most profound respect. She left her phone on.
It's Siri. Welcome, Siri.
Siri, yeah, we're delighted to have you. She is the founder of the Repeal Project, and she is the assistant to Senator Ruan. She's in government, ladies and gentlemen. She's in the thick of it.
Absolutely. Part-time.
Part-time, did you say?
Yeah.
Very good. It's Anna Cosgrove, everyone. How are you doing, Anna?
Groovy.
I'm glad to hear it. She's groovy, ladies and gentlemen. How's life?
It's the sunshine that's made me feel
it's
this way. It's
glitter.
The light.
I'm seeing some of the glitter. You mentioned off-air that you...
Oh, yeah, it's still...
It's nice of you to bring
it. Glitter is so fun, but so difficult. It is very... It has a funny kind of character to it. It's really hard to get off your face.
Do you know what? I was watching
like for weeks. You're like, you were around glitter. I'm like, not since I was four. I got still on your face.
I was watching Snog, Marry, Avoid. Did you ever watch Snog, Marry, Avoid?
No, I remember playing it when I was drunk.
It's the most fantastic TV show. It's right up there. It's with The Wire and all the HBOs.
David Simon's Snog, Marry, Kill.
It's Jenny Frost, formerly of Atomic Kitten. Who takes, we talked about it on the show previously, but just very quickly, who takes people who wear too much makeup, are too busy of the face, and they give them a make under.
Wait.
And before and after they ask, it isn't Jenny Frost who gives the make under, it's a floating robot eye called Pod.
Wait, I have seen this before. I've seen it.
And then before and after, they ask strange men on the street whether they would snog, marry, or avoid the particular lady. But the best bit by far is to fill time, Jenny Frost gives beauty tips. But they have no budget. They have nothing to make this show. They spent it all
on one
graphic of a floating HAL 2000. So like her tip for like, you need to exfoliate your feet? Just go have a walk barefoot around a car park. Like literally that was... A beauty tip.
Need to wash your face?
This was it.
Don't.
She had a bunch of glitter. She's like, do you ever have loads of glitter on your face? Yeah? Rub your face with Pritt stick.
Oh my God.
That'll get it off.
Surely that'll make the glitter.
The only thing about the glitter is as it starts peeling off, you just look slightly sweaty under certain lightings.
It's a glisten. It's a glisten.
A glow.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the first thing we normally do, when we go around the table, we talk about how our weeks have been. Rob, you've been hinting at a thrown out back.
Yeah, I almost threw my back out somehow.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I woke up one morning, I think it was Tuesday morning, and about 10 minutes after, my back just started to seize up.
I've been there, brother.
And it still hasn't kind of...
Been there a couple of times. Away.
But I finished up NaNoWriMo for April.
Oh, fantastic. And by that, so did you finish your book?
No, I only got to about 12,000 words, but it's 12,000 words, more words than I had at the start of the month. So,
well, congratulations.
Yeah, so it's done, at least.
That's excellent.
So it's a novella?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I threw my back out playing ping pong backstage at the Ellen Show?
No, but you gotta.
I was backstage at the Ellen Show, and I threw my back out playing ping pong.
Beautiful.
And, like, went down, like, because I bent down to grab the ball that had, because I am not good at ping pong, spoiler alert, like, I went down to pick it up, and my back immediately threw out, and then I had to be brought to a couch, and it was the only time I saw Ellen, was, like, when I was being hobbled out of there, and it's taking photographs.
I'm trying to get a boomerang going here, and it's...
What's a boomerang?
Boomerang, I'll show you now.
So. Oh, is it just a widescreen photograph?
Did you get a boomerang... Oh, good work.
Is that what a boomerang is?
Yeah.
So what, just a video?
It's like a GIF.
It's like a GIF photo.
Yeah. Right.
There my phone go. Is so bad and my light is so bright, everybody looks like scared animals.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Appropriate.
Anyway, lads, head in the game, yeah?
Head, audio, stay on, audio stay on, visuals. Stay on target.
Stay on target, lads.
Cross-platform promotion.
Anna, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
I went to a boxing class.
Mmm.
That was
I'm very interested.
And part of the class, you had to do a circuit where you ran sort of off Camden Street with a tire on your shoulder.
Get away.
And there was like loads of people at a bus stop. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're a public figure. Like, people
it
will.
It's really strange. Just a group of us running, grunting.
Wow.
But then the day after, because I've been working for a while, I got a deep tissue massage. And then following that, I got violently ill. Because apparently it releases all the toxins.
Yeah.
What the deep tissue massage does?
Yeah.
So what it's supposed to do. The boxing class.
I'd say it was a combination or it was like a release. But
the embarrassment of running up the street with a tire.
Yeah.
I after my first boxing class, I vomited violently.
Yeah.
And not even after, during. Like, it was early into my first boxing class.
Yeah, I felt like gloves. The end was nigh multiple times. It's like that real heavy, like...
Oh, boxing's ridiculous. Like, even compared to all, like... I've talked about it before on the show, I think, but... Compared to like all the regular MMA classes, like the boxing one is just, you need to keep moving until you die. That's it. It was ludicrous.
However, my coordination wasn't amazing because most people had gone to multiple classes. So the sparring partner, a few times, you have to be like, whoa, you're getting a bit close to my face. So yeah.
Good work. You're dangerous.
Yeah. Went to a play. Went to a play in Project Arts Theatre, Maz and Bricks.
What's
really
it like?
Good. Really good, written by Eve O'Connor. And it's about a girl who's getting ready to go to kind of an abortion rights rally. And then she meets a guy on the Lewis. And then thus kind of a one-day relationship unfolds.
So is it set on the Lewis?
The beginning is. The rest is all around Dublin City.
Oh, cool.
That's cool, though. That's really fun. And would you rate it? Would you recommend people go to this thing?
Definitely.
Is it still on?
It's still on.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. David, what's your week been like?
And Handmaiden. Oops.
Oh, yeah. Is it worth seeing?
Yes.
Okay. It's the time has just been putting... Because it's on like the iFi at like 8:30, and then it's a nearly 3-hour movie. Like,
yeah, I went to see it in the Lighthouse, but I loved / was so freaked out by Old Boy and really liked Stoker. And I really enjoyed it. It is extremely long, but the storyline is so intricate and quite complex, but all makes sense and is tied in such a fascinating way. And the third part just kind of blew my mind. But it's quite male-gazy. There's kind of a lesbian relationship.
That would fit in with his previous work, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. So it's not based on Margaret Atwood's Handmaiden's Tale.
No.
Is it AMC or HBO that's doing the new Handmaid's Tale?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Is it out already?
Yeah, it's already.
Oh, Christ, I must download it. We're going to house sit down in Wicklow for a couple of days. So I've got to download a rig of movies and TV shows and stuff. So I'll do that when I get home.
That's supposed to be
great. What did I do? I can't remember. Oh, we played D&D, which is great. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a moment.
Dear.
Gigged quite a bit. Kind of was my week. Played a little more Titanfall.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's so goddamn good.
It's very enjoyable. I got into it after David was talking about it. Unbelievable freedom of movement in that game. I don't suppose you've ever played Titanfall 2 by any chance, Anna?
No.
No.
It's good.
Played Mortal Kombat as a youngster.
Oh, yeah?
Is that similar? Is
you would be surprised in the advancement of video games since then.
Yeah.
And Doom.
Doom,
played
yeah.
A bit of Doom.
Well,
check out the new Doom and new Mortal Kombat.
Doom and you could at least, there's a path from Doom to Titanfall.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Imagine Doom if it was had lovely graphics and you could and you had a jetpack and could run on walls and also you had a giant robot friend
who you could climb into
and shoot.
Oh,
and he was real funny.
Yeah.
Sass.
He just doesn't understand emotions like a real basic data.
It's real good, but it's with good. More guns.
Yeah.
I was geeking last night. I bought tickets to Waiting for Godot. Going to see that on Thursday.
Oh, very good.
Mm. Have you seen it?
Seen that before, right?
No, I haven't.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
hasn't seen Lord of the Rings.
That's true. Yeah.
This is a horseshit lie, and I will be contacting solicitors.
It's been out for so long. It won Oscars. Come on, man.
This is defamation. No, because it was Dad's birthday the other day, so I got him tickets to Godot.
You're aging.
Huh? Yeah.
You're aging. Let's inject a bit of existential despair into
it. I also brought him to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Right.
Okay. The IFI.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a good film.
I only saw that for the first time a few years ago.
That's so good.
It's incredible.
It is good.
I forgot about the whole boat scene.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
It's very good. It's very good.
Very tactful treatment of Native Americans.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. What was the
smashing water
most
coolies.
Terrifying movie you watched at an age you were too young to watch it at?
E.T. freaked me the fuck out.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
The floating coast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified the shit out of me.
In one weekend, my parents were away watching Clockwork Orange, The Godfather, and right. Goodfellas, and Cape Fear.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
I've heard Cape Fear is amazing.
Yeah.
Explains a lot, man. Explains a lot.
Twisted.
When I was like four, I watched an old black and white film over at my Auntie Dee's house. And it was like, here, watch that, and you'll be grand. And just left alone in the room for ages. And it was...
Triumph of the Will.
Yeah. It was... I can't remember what film it was, but there, I remember the scene. I'm sorry, Jimmy, but there's no such thing as Santa Claus. I remember that. So that was how I learned
Triumph
Santa Claus
of the Will would have been an easier watch.
Like four. Yeah. I remember, so. I think I was one of those... I believed quite late, you know, I was a late believer until I was quite old, and then I just asked my mum, said, Mum, would you ever lie to me? And she said no, and I said, is Santa real? And she goes, no. Uh-huh. And I just wasn't expecting it.
Oh my God, you poor woman.
It was so like in the breath, the same breath as a giggle. It's like, I've been duped.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I want to say like 5 years ago, I was playing FIFA 11. So was, yeah,
I thought you were going to say like and 5 years
you
ago.
Santa wasn't real.
Yeah.
Shattered
no, but
someone over chat like.
It was Resistance. It was Resistance Online. So this is further back again. And me and my friend Adam were playing, and there was this little kid who was just being an absolute nightmare. He was definitely really young, so I just yelled, "Santa's not real," and then just disconnected.
Oh my God. Sound.
Yeah.
Real sound.
That'll learn him.
That'll learn him real good.
Remember babysitter?
His KDA means nothing.
Well, if he's being like hyper abusive, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'd say it, yeah.
Listen.
Slaps.
If he has that one little vestige of innocence left in him, he doesn't
deserve
it.
I remember a babysitter saying to me once, and it's true, but how she said it was like, you know, if you don't go to sleep, you can die. Meaning, you know, eventually if
yeah,
you
after
never...
Like 30 yeah, days or whatever, yeah.
Days.
Yeah.
So, that was fear-inducing. I just couldn't get to sleep then and then realised I'm getting closer and closer to death. Every time my eyes stay open.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. It was a good one just talking about the movies you watched when you were too young. I remember being over at my Aunt Ashling's house and she was like, oh, what movie will we watch, lads? I know, Saturday Night Fever. Right, so she put on Saturday Night Fever.
So
and like
confusing.
the first line of Saturday Night Fever is, hey, you nearly broke my pussy finger. That's the first line in Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It's John Travolta.
Is he not a painter?
Yeah. And then
and a dancer?
Yeah. And he's
what's
going
he doing?
Out, and then someone nearly closes the door on his hand.
Yeah. Hey, that's my painting finger.
No.
Hey, that's the one I point in the air when I dance.
I wonder then, finger. Like how... Yeah. Kids sometimes recite lyrics of songs without knowing what they are.
Oh, totally.
Just repeatedly.
I remember being in primary school
that's
on
my
the bus.
Finger.
Yeah.
and singing like so much of the Bloodhound Gang's varying Magnus Opus. Oh,
yes. I Believe in Miracles. Where are you from?
You sex a thing.
I'm horny.
Yeah, horny. Yeah.
Sex on the Beach, a big one.
Was not allowed to sing either of them as a kid. Used to change his. I'm horny. Mary Harney. I thought I was a genius.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty nice piece of business.
It was early foray into political satire.
Yeah. Jez, you'd need a guitar now, and you're at four.
I remember.
You would have been as entitled to take 5 minutes at an open mic doing parody songs. Like.
Being like 13 in school, and a band guard had to come in because there was reports of Garda stealing. Now. Okay, and well, at the time, Vanguard. Yeah. But yeah, Garda, gender, whatever, neutral. And she goes, "If you're caught stealing, we'll take you down to the station and we will finger you." Obviously, when you're that age.
Good grief.
I know. That true story.
Because presumably that's in the like the old. Like, to finger somebody meant to, like, give them up to the cops or, like, to wrap them out.
Well, fingerprint you. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I remember in history class, when we were in first year, we were studying, like, penal laws or penal laws in Goa's. And I was like, my teacher was paraphrasing and said, oh, yeah, and then you get paid £5 to finger a bishop. And then as soon as he said it, he realized it. And broke his whole laugh, and it's like the 60s, and we were done for the day, like we were out. Mm-hmm. And then he made some paedophile joke, and we're like, all is good in the world, because he was the best teacher in the world.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember in school as well, there was a girl, and English wasn't her first language, and she was trying to find the word for like psychiatrist, and someone said paedophile. And she still didn't really understand what it meant. So then when she stood up, she said, I'm considering being a paedophile when I'm older.
That's fantastic.
I mean,
I like that.
That's
I like
a long-term plan.
I like the idea that it's, you know,
word
it's
swap.
A life choice. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, well, I do.
Well, I got the points.
Actually, speaking about paedophiles, have you ever seen Catch a Predator? And then there's loads of these documentaries now about vigilante paedophile hunters.
Yeah.
It's a strange
it's
one.
It's a bit grim, man.
It's a bit grim.
It's a bit grim. Although, you know, yeah, no, you're right. It's very complicated. It's a very complicated issue.
Yeah,
I just don't. Like,
I don't have a huge amount of sympathy for anyone who knowingly, you know what I mean. Who's knowingly pursuing? Because they're always, even in the To Catch a Predator, they're always like, "Oh, I'm 13, by the way." They're never like,
"I'm a grown man."
Oh, yeah, but like, you know, if it was like someone who was just. Not specifying an age or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like someone who is knowingly like, oh, this is a 13-year-old not home. I don't have a huge amount of sympathy for them.
This is an awesome jump, but now just to online dating because it's
right.
Like
no, it's the same thing. Go on.
Because I was just thinking about online conversations, and recently I've had conversations with some friends who would have strived right, and the person's picture was of a lighthouse or an ocean.
Right.
There was no actual picture of them. Then they had really good conversation, and then they shared photos, and then it progressed. But I was just like, "What made you swipe right on a lighthouse?" And they were like, it "seemed mysterious."
No, that's like, this is where you're going to end up tied to as the captain.
Yeah, no, man, really I like that idea. That's a great idea.
A lighthouse keeper.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Because think about what that does. Like, that's, you know, Tinder, we've talked before about, like, it's inherently dehumanizing and reducing people's subjectivity to, you know, the most objectifying type of object that you can immediately dismiss as a human. Like, you give so little opportunity to.
And Duggan's so small that...
And to subvert that by just being, oh, I'm a lighthouse. Hey, doesn't everyone want to fuck a lighthouse? You know what I mean? And also,
it's
if you're ugly...
It's very Hitchcock penis metaphor.
It is a bit. And if you're wrecked of the face,
go
that
lighthouse.
Might be your only... You're rolling the dice,
I've
you know what I mean?
Some good words used recently for wrecked of the face. Swamp donkey.
Glory.
Swamp donkey.
Moon pig.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah. There is also funkypigeon.com.
Gross. Funkypigeon.com. I mean, I still think butterface is a beautiful phrase.
I think that's...
I know it's old.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I just remember when that was explained to me a few years ago, I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. Because I only heard the phrase like 3 years ago.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Butterface?
Yeah.
Oh, so if someone... Do you know it, Rob?
Yeah.
So if someone's a butterface, you're like... She's like... She's super hot.
Butterface.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's real grim.
It's real grim, but there's something like... I think I just
beautiful
appreciate the wordplay. Yeah. Like, coming at it from a writing point of view, you're like, oh, well crafted.
Oh no. Or Body of Baywatch, Face Off Crime Watch.
Oh, bleak, yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't like the change. Segue.
Too many just here to steal your dog bios. You're like, all right, just try me. Come take my dog.
My experience is where a conversation goes to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel free.
Full-time mad bastard.
With the old Bye. Allergies.
See ya.
Do you steam?
No, I don't. I don't.
Get a little steamer.
It's effectively the same
just
thing.
Put some Albus oil into your vape.
And just huff it straight into
just
the lungs.
Immediately die.
Burn yourself.
Do you know what I do? I do rub Albus oil into the mustache.
Good.
And yeah, no. Works very well. Anyway, it's probably a bit gross.
Cooper drops on the pillow.
Good. Top man.
I used
lad.
To have very bad hay fever, but then I got my tonsils taken out and then gone. Same with the asthma. How strange is that?
That's mad.
Tonsils.
Blocking your nasal.
See, I don't have tonsils either, so.
What?
No,
did you get yours out?
Yeah, years ago. Years and years ago. Speaking of social
OG.
Media jobbies, yeah. Right? Do you see the news out of Australia today?
Out of Australia?
Oh, Facebook.
Is it banning it?
No.
They're making a pay tax.
No. If there was a report leaked from Facebook Australia about how they did a huge amount of research into how to target emotionally vulnerable teenagers. Can you not see this at all?
Nope.
And how they specifically target people who are vulnerable and have low self-esteem.
What?
And how...
How do you mean target?
Spend more time.
And yeah, so they can specifically target advertising and stuff like this. And there was a whole thing about Monday through Fridays about different levels of confidence.
Oh shit. So like rather than going, well, this is the 18 to 35 male demographic, what ads we send that? It's like who are the emotionally like as in that's a subsect
who
of their
has low self-esteem, who is damaged, who is all that, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That is the level of individual targeting. And to teenagers, like to legitimate children. Isn't that incredible?
It's nuts.
I feel like, yeah. Fuck Facebook, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media. It's the worst.
Concentration, or it's just the age of like instant information, instant content constantly. Uh-huh. It's, don't even know, you're not really properly like consuming or enjoying. It's just fleeting.
I think what you're saying is we're the last of the real people.
Yeah.
Our generation.
The cyborgs.
Yeah.
Cyborgs.
You're half cyborg now at this stage, to be fair, Davey.
Yeah,
You're more machine now than man.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't tweeted in ages. I haven't used Facebook in ages.
How long has it been since you've tweeted?
Like 2 hours.
Okay, that's not
That was
ages.
About this podcast.
That's not ages.
I know. No, I before that. Previous, prior
How was
to that,
then previous to that? Because I understand
a few days.
3 hours.
No, like... 4 or 5 days.
That's sure. That's grand, yeah. Fair play.
Yeah.
Good man.
And Facebook, I never post on.
I just saw
a very funny Calvin meme the other day. I had to share it. Just a photo of Bart Simpson in the remedial class. It's just like, I'm from Calvin, the same slow high. Just thought it was incredible.
No, but yeah, I think that's, I think that's sort of, it's just creepy that's sort of like all of the, you know, all the wider panic might be the wrong word, but what I've always suspected about Facebook and social media in general, about its inherently insidious nature.
Oh, it's evil.
And emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It is funny. There's sort of that narcissistic stream of consciousness where you're answering questions no one asked you.
Right.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
this is what I'm having for breakfast. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's answers unprompted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose at least with Curious Cat, despite the fact they have a shitty app, someone is usually asking you their question.
We need to get a social media partnership
with
just some new one. Nah, if you want on board internet, you need to be with OK Comrade.
Go Bebo, lads.
I don't even think OK Comrade exists anymore. Gosh. Bebo definitely doesn't exist anymore.
Bebo's still around.
It's a messaging thing now, isn't it? They kind of changed its purpose, I think.
Go and get your content.
No, and then it's tweaked again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that it sold for like 80 or something million to AOL and then was valued at 0 and then he bought it back for a million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair play to him.
And then he put out that video about the walls.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that was good, actually.
And then nothing from that since.
Yeah.
So
MySpace is still a thing.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber owns it. Not Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake.
Does he?
It was a good chunk of it, yeah. MySpace what is about coming Tom? Back.
Oh, Bebo.
MySpace.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I heard Parker. That, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the reboot of it and did the underscore, right?
Yes.
So it was my underscore.
Yes, yeah.
That's stupid.
It was pretty much like, hey, guys, I was in a movie about social networks. I think I know what to do here. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Oh, no,
underscore. The MySpace.
And I think Yahoo bought Tumblr for hundreds of millions.
Tumblr was on its way out. Yeah, that was.
And now it's just ads every three posts.
Oh, gosh.
So you're like, oh, why are my friends advertising pit. BlackRock Clinic? Oh, they're not. Okay, right.
Oh, there's the ad again. Mm. Oh, there it is again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This episode of the Stoneface Films podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate. Loot Crate is the fantastic monthly mystery crate for pop culture fans filled with incredible and exclusive items and apparel from your favorite TV shows, movies, games, and more. There is over $45 of value in every crate, so you are effectively robbing them. May's theme is Guardians. We salute those who stand up for others, whether they're protecting the galaxy, the world, or just the neighborhood. All hail the Guardians. It features some incredible items and apparel from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Star Wars. Rob, you like Star Wars?
Yeah, it's
all right. Yeah, he does. Destiny and the Goonies. Well, listen, there's over four fantastic items delivered every month. Like I said, $45 of retail value of collectible goods and gears. These are authentic, licensed and or exclusive products. Go to lootcrate.com/stoneface and have a look through the various options and plans of different crates you can get. You want anime? You want DX? You want gaming? You want apparel? You want regular? I'm a big fan of regular myself. Go to lootcrate.com/stoneface, and when you do, use the promo code BADLADS. Get a couple of dollars off your order and let them know that the boys in Dublin sent you. We love Loot Crate and so should you. lootcrate.com/stoneface.
Bad lads.
Reddit lads. The only one worth using.
Oh.
Now, I will say...
No, it took your time.
There's a caveat.
I will say...
Disclaimer.
For the first time in God, because I've been using Reddit for years and years and years, and for the first time, you know when you click home and it's all of your subreddits?
Yeah.
So it's all, for me, it's like video games, TV shows, movies, like
Red
some...
Classic.
Like a lot of painting models, a lot of painting small things.
Yeah, our minifigs.
Yeah, exactly.
What I learned today. Yeah.
Today I learned.
What's Red Pill?
It's one of those men's rights.
So oh this God. Is it. Okay. So I clicked
it's a void of
yeah. So I clicked all rather than home by accident, okay. And then it's just the most popular ones, and it was all Red Pill and the Donald, which is like the Trump
meme
supporters.
Page. Oh, supporter.
Yeah.
And that was like the prominent ones. Like it was all that.
Have
the
they just taken
wall.
Over from our atheists as the place where?
Yeah, totally. Like, I think our atheists got shut down.
It was fucking toxic.
Yeah. And our Pizzagate was the other like big. There was a whole. The only because our Pizzagate was the only reason I know about this is because of an episode of Reply All, which is a very good podcast about the internet. But it was like basically the place that manufactured the Hillary Clinton pizza pedophilia ring rumor that went mainstream and people actually believed, but it was just a bunch of lads making shit up.
There 4chan, were you ever into that?
4chan, when I was much younger, I was on 4chan. I was never, I was what would be called a lurker. I never posted on it. I don't think I ever once posted on 4chan.
I could never remember going on it when I was a teenager because I'd heard about it.
Yeah.
But couldn't make, because the interface is horrific. Yeah. It was like, I don't know what's happening here.
That's purposefully obfuscated to try and like keep people out of it, really. When I was on it when I was a teenager, it was a very, very different site to what it is now. Like, the whole, like, hyper-racist, hyper-misogynistic thing, you know, is a relatively... Like, previous to that, it was Scientology. They were just like, fuck Scientology. That was the driving force behind 4chan.
Let's get our V-masks, guys.
Exactly.
That was
kind of...
Because Anon came out of
4chan.
As fuck Scientology.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And there was still a lot of super twisted shit. Like, there was... Like a kid who killed themselves over a Game Boy, and then
they would like send Game Boys to the grave of the kid and cover it in Game Boys. Like really fucked up shit. But it wasn't like you say, red pill nonsense.
No.
Until, you know.
Was it like people heard that's where the edgy kids on the internet went?
That's where, to be edgy. Exactly. That's where edgy kids went to be edgy. Yeah. Exactly right.
Edgelord University.
But I tell you what, the world changed. The tenor of all media around the world changed in a very profound way once things got a bit more school shootery, you know what I mean? And 4chan really led the way in that regard.
There was a bunch of other chans as well.
There was, yeah.
12
yeah.
and 7, I don't
there
know.
There was, yeah.
They seemingly were just more and more...
Pretenders to the throne.
Dark. Because I remember just when I'd heard of it, I was like, why is it called 4?
Mm-hmm.
And looked it up. I was like... Oh, these sites were set up by people who were kicked off 4chan for posting things that were banned on 4chan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck have you to do to get banned from 4chan?
Yeah, no, it's pretty dark.
Real dodgy.
But to be fair as well, the other thing was that it's sort of B is like the random page and Pol is the one that's the hyper-racist page.
Yeah.
But like particularly back in the day, it started as an anime message board.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like one that TG was traditional games. So it would be a lot of like... Warhammer and Dungeons and Dragons and shit like that, and then it would just be lads talking about Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. So it wasn't all like that, but now it is all like that across the board.
I mean, same with Reddit. Like, there are some good subreddits, but people now are jumping on it as this is where I can go and not feel attacked by feminists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and that was the thing. Like, it's very easy. Man, it's so crazy when you think about the sort of weird little echo chamber that we exist in, that you send out your vote for Hillary. Hillary's great. And it gets sent to all the people who are already going to vote for Hillary and no one else.
Yeah.
And in the same way, when you're on Reddit and you've got like 17 different subreddits of lads painting little miniatures.
Yeah.
You're in your own little echo chamber.
Yeah, yeah.
And the minute you click all, you're like, oh, this is a dark place.
Yeah.
I am lost in Wizard City. Like.
And the problem is then when that starts bleeding into it, like for someone who's like, I'm on Red Pill all the time. Oh, our soccer. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
they start, women referees.
Ireland. Huge amount of, man, real insidious little fucking bubbling thing in our Ireland of...
It's like
sketchy boys.
Yeah, and then they'll still give out about the journal comment section, which is a cesspit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh.
Get away.
Killian's getting a rake of heat in his Tesla video.
Get away, really?
I saw some comments being like, were they driving that fast on roads?
Yeah, he did 0 to 100 in 2.4 seconds, which is what the car can do.
Yeah.
There's no... That's
what a Tesla does.
It's within the speed limit, and there's no limit on acceleration.
And it's 120 on the motorway. So
yeah, and he was on a motorway, and he went up 100, so he did nothing wrong.
What speed did he start at?
Zero.
He stopped on the motorway.
Well,
national roads, he probably pulled into it. Hard shoulder or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think he actually did stop on the motorway. That would make sense.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
No,
that was
it.
Sorry, yeah, he mentioned he found a place. But yeah, there was no speed limits. It was nothing...
Yeah.
But anyway,
roads are 100.
People,
funnily enough, people on the internet not cool with everything.
Not cool with
right.
I'm
okay.
Shocked and appalled.
And you're fuck like, em. For the most part, Tesla, everyone's on board with them.
Yeah,
because you're like, hey, it's cool. They're a battery company who are making cars to prove that their batteries
people
work
to space.
Yeah,
civilians.
Solar City, they've just released these like new solar panels that are actually just like slates for your roof, so you can tile your roof with solar panels.
Incredible.
He's
and
definitely
Killian Sound, so leave him alone, lads.
Elon Musk is gonna get us to Mars.
Yeah.
Long before
SpaceX.
NASA.
Rockets that land.
That's so impressive.
And
isn't
come
it?
Back or reuse. You're not blowing
so fucking
like
cool.
Billions
so,
of dollars.
So much money is like, I'ma play Kerbal Space Program. For real.
Very true. That's like Doom, if instead of shooting the big floating beholder things, you sent them into space.
Yeah.
It's like if you had loads of minions from the movie Minions and you built shoddy rockets.
And you had to keep improving
like
your rockets.
To the kiddie level?
Yeah.
I would have gone Minions from Despicable Me.
We really brought it right.
Well,
down.
I know you're in politics, you know what I mean? You're in government.
So Minions is a good word. And have you seen Minions?
No, but I saw...
Have you seen Despicable Me?
I saw the first Despicable Me recently.
The first Despicable Me is real good.
It was really good.
It's crunch, yeah.
And it didn't... I think it just didn't do... It just wasn't a big hit in the cinema.
I think it did huge money.
I think it was a DVD thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then they're like...
Merch.
And then they're like, let's do a second one.
They made like... It was like a...
I'm trying to remember, it was like 5 billion, or no, 10 billion. They made 10 billion
what?
On merch for the latest Cars movie. 10 billion.
Cars 3.
Billion with a B.
And the Cars billion. Movies
apparently
are the worst of all the Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Is the Which third is one even Pixar?
Yeah, yeah, I think it is, be, yeah. They're not getting rid of that. Like,
I thought it might just be straight Disney.
Here's a good one for you, right?
Yeah.
I was watching Pointless the other day. You ever watch Pointless, Anna? Pointless is great. It's a game show. Well, it's not great. It's okay, but it's a
Pointless
game
is,
show.
Is great. No, it's great.
It's good. It's no Only Connect or whatever. But it's like
no, but it's one that you can like win.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So it's like basically it'll ask you quite a simple question, and you have to guess the answer that they also will have asked that question to 100 random people, and you have to guess the answer that they none of those 100 people said, right? So you have to get the one or the fewest people said, right? So I was watching one the other day. Mm-hmm. I'll give you it now, right?
Yeah.
Try and come up with the answer, the lowest answer, yeah? Disney or Disney Pixar films, animated films, with one-word titles. Go.
Okay, so...
The one that the fewest people said.
Right, so you need to try to get the one people would most likely guess zero, like, you know.
One-word titles. There was no Pointless answer. Okay. Pointless answer being
Disney
one no one
or
said.
Pixar.
Disney or Pixar with okay. One-word titles. The one the fewest people said.
Mulan.
Mulan. That's your answer, I would say.
Brave.
Brave. Oh, Brave's a good one, actually.
One word. Okay. Oh.
Brave is a good one. Was Brave Pixar? It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's grand. Brilliant. It was very pretty.
Yeah.
Not the film as advertised. Would
I
you
really
say, like, because it's meant to be? You know, the trailer for Brave, and she's shooting arrows, and there's literally a sequence where she's pulling back the arrows, and her parents won't let her shoot arrows because she's a girl in this archery competition, and she pulls back the bow, and the seams on her dress literally split, like it's a literal visual representation for the containment of, you know, gender hegemony being torn by her actions. Gorgeous, like that is. Beautiful storytelling, that's beautiful filmmaking. And I was like super psyched to go and see that film. And then it's about a fucking bear. Like the whole film is just about a bear and there's nothing about... What? Yeah, Brave is not the film as advertised at all. Have you not? You've not seen it, no?
Did you accidentally see Brother Bear?
No, man, the mother turns into a bear and then the whole thing's
hey,
just about a
your
fucking
answer?
Bear.
I'm intrigued about one word.
Yeah. Dumbo.
Dumbo. Okay, Bambi? Dumbo in the 30s,
okay.
Right? Brave didn't come up. I'm not sure if it was a rerun of an episode and... Mm. So do you want to give me another one? Because Brave wasn't on the thing. Yeah. But I would say Brave did well.
I
would
say Moana. But
Moana
again, that's
definitely
like
wouldn't...
6 months old, yeah.
Yeah. So it was almost certainly a repeat because there was no Brave anyway.
All I'm thinking is Up, but that's going to be
Up was
high.
Decently high, yeah. But it wasn't... It was like in the 40s.
Yeah, I can't think of any others.
All right. Mulan, best answer. Two people said it.
What?
Two points for Mulan.
Good work.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Like Fantasia, 24. I thought Fantasia would be much lower. Dumbo. Cinderella was like 67. Bambi was pretty high as well. Up, I think, was in the 40s.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty's hyphenated like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, right. Totally believed you. Totally believed you.
Okay. I have a BuzzFeed quiz here. That has like a few pointless examples.
Go on.
Which country whose first vowel is A is pointless?
What?
Oh yeah, first vowel. So I have four options here. Do you want the options or do you want
Andorra?
To take a guess.
No.
Country. So
Nauru.
No.
Motherfucker, Nauru is 100% pointless.
Well, I have four options, so it might just be of these.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Zambia, Kyrgyzstan, Chad, or Antigua.
Antigua.
I've
so
the
just
first vowel is A.
All right, and read out the four options.
Zambia, Kyrgyzstan, Chad.
I stand by Nauru, lads.
Antigua. See, the thing is,
yeah, I'm going Kyrgyzstan.
It's Kyrgyzstan.
Nauru is the small island off Australia where they held all the refugees.
Now you see, there
that
was
all the phosphorus mines.
It's showing that there is other pointless ones.
Right.
This is just BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed being BuzzFeed.
Putting a limiter on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pointless is great, and there's just so many episodes that you can... It gets always on.
It's always on.
It's literally never not on television.
Always on.
Like The Chase. The Chase.
Oh, The Chase is eternally...
Somewhere.
The Chase is horrific, man. The Chase is...
easy.
It's yeah. well, it's easy. Piss easy. But your man just is like the most horrifically offensive person. You know, the governess character.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
This guy, Bradley.
Bradley Walsh. Yeah. Bradley Walsh, and he's like, "Oh, frosty knickers, come on, come on,
give me a bigger chair."
Oh, you're fucking fat, love.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Have you seen the American one?
It's handy.
It's so handy, and they make so much more money
over there.
They make so much money for so little, and it's for like it's not hard. My favorite one was the Australian one, and
oh, it was ludicrous.
The lady was asked what is the capital of Australia on the Australian Chase, and she said Sydney.
What? Come on!
It was incredible.
Couldn't handle it.
Can we talk about a different game that we played this weekend?
Is it D&D?
If you don't want to talk about it, I understand.
No, I do. I think I'm going to put some of it in my show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Anna, you ever play D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. Nailing it. You're slaying it. I would love to have you play like a guest role in our D&D game. If you ever wanted to play, I would love to have you, Mom.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah.
So you're aware of those mechanics.
Yeah, okay. So David's been playing a character called Slick Wales Williams for
six years.
And he's a Dragonborn Paladin. Who lost an arm surfing a dragon down and sticking a fire orb in its mouth. And then he got a gun arm. And then he loaded the gun arm with, like, fireworks and shot it over a city. And they'd never started seen fireworks riot. Before. And it started a medieval Hillsborough. And loads of people died. And,
oh, my gosh.
And, and he's a long-storied character. Like, 6 years of playing. He is at this stage level 16, iconic character within the world of the D&D universe that we play in.
I feel like something's becoming a was. Was he a...
David, you want to tell the story?
You
want to tell the story and then I'll give my version of events. I'd like to hear your version of events first.
So, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, I ended up... Slick Williams got stuck in a void for what seemed like 5 seconds, but in actuality it was 3 years. So,
and he sort of
3 years with himself, just strapped to a wall. So he was sort of casting off his violent tendencies and threw away his gun arm and was aiming for more of a quiet life, which is a foolish thing to do.
Just in a violent world.
Yeah. So then I ended up getting... We were going through the Underworld, the Underdark.
The Underdark.
The Underdark, sorry.
Looking for the third and final piece of the rod of many parts.
Exactly. So there's loads of really tough cons down there trying to duff us up. And, of course, I decided to not bring my gun arm with me. And so then I'm just one-armed, trying to fight. I've also been tied up for 3 years, so I've minus 5 to everything.
No muscle mass?
Nothing.
Yeah.
And so I died and then got brought back to life. Like,
trying to say how you died, to be fair. Because you had two paths that you could go down. One was longer and easier and one was harder and shorter.
Yeah.
And you better believe they went down the harder and shorter one.
Despite every character we came across, a.k.a. John, leaning...
Don't go down that way.
So
I wouldn't do it.
And then you created your marching order.
Yeah, we didn't even really think about it. I was up front. Well, I wasn't. This halfling we captured was up front. And it's pitch black, and I have no dark vision down in the Underdark.
Like Underdark's the key term is dark.
We just didn't think. Because in the tank, usually like go first.
Yeah.
But you're not a tank anymore.
Look, an axe came out of nowhere and took the halfling's head off... No, cleaved into it, then up.
Yeah.
I was tied to the lady, the halfling, because she was prisoner.
Prisoner, so
I got ragdolled into the air, land awkwardly, big damage. Two lads come merge on me.
Two minotaurs.
Start duffing me up. Mm-hmm. I'm dead, sir. Like, I'm negative 30-something health.
Oh, shit.
Okay. The rest of the team managed to scramble through. Healing spell from Donna. Bish, bash, bosh. Slick's back alive. In an addition... to my minus 5 from being in the void for so long. Coming back,
which only would have lasted 3 days in game.
Yeah.
So it was 3 days for 3 years of being Bo Bergdahl.
And then he would have buffed back up.
Then
again
he would have the mulch inflated Popeye style. Yeah.
But with this coming back to life spell, it meant I also took a minus 1 to everything. So
you're down minus 6 on all
minus 6, yeah, on all my actions. It's not great shape, but I take a healing surge, so I'm up to like 40 hit points. Not a lot. Not a lot of hit points.
What's your max?
130. Okay. So,
but he'd be a tough lad now. He'd be a big character.
Yeah.
It's painful. You can feel the pain in his voice, right?
He's smile frowning.
Yeah. See, then what we did was we ended up in this other room and it was real dark and there was a little tunnel or a hole, like a chimney thing in the ground. And the others were like, we can't see down it. It's real dark. It's like, we should at least try to see what's down there.
You heard noises from it.
Yeah.
You heard scratching and the squeaking of rats. And
so like I threw a little torch down there.
Yeah. And other people did not want him to do this.
Was it just lots of rats?
It was lots of rat people with guns and swords and capes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Those goddamn capes. And
the capes being the worst part. The capes are what got you.
Yeah, it's just that faux pas. You just can't do it.
So it was effectively that scene from Fellowship where the goblins are climbing down from the pillars as they're running through the mines, except with rat people. So everyone starts bailing across this river. Keelan jumps across it with a rope. I get across then. I just... Sorry, guys, I don't have the hit points for this. So I wade across, get to the other side. All grand. Shit's kicking off for everyone else.
It's also worth noting that after this river, there's like basically like what looks like a castle walls, like a small
safety.
Fortified position.
Yeah, effectively. Safety's the word.
And then that's to the city of Arendal, the ex-Duragar city, right?
Is it full of rat people?
It actually isn't.
I don't know, Rob.
Well, the... But there is also like a magic door to get through, and they need all these languages because there's like 7 keys with different... It was in keyholes with different languages written above them saying open or closed.
Speak friendly.
You have to.
So, everyone apart from Ymir is over, is back on the safer side of the river. But then Ymir is like swarmed. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go back over and just try to help Ymir. And I went to roll an acrobatics rather than strength this time around because it was higher, so I had in theory a better chance of making it over. Rolled a 3.
Oh fuck.
Zipped on down the river.
It's also worth noting that on the board, like, it's a fast moving river.
Yeah. With bunch of jaggy rocks.
Jagged rocks at the end of it.
So I'm like halfway between where I was and the rocks. So next go, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna move this way with the current and just aim for this bank.
It's also worth noting every single member of the party offered you aid. And asked if you wanted help to get out of the river.
They were all safe, though, and I didn't want to bring them into harm's way. I had already caused enough trouble.
You were
trouble.
Just saying, no, totally fine. Just, I got this.
I got this.
No problem. No one need come to my rescue.
Rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
Natural 1, which is a critical failure in D&D.
So, zipped into the rocks, straight through the spine, just like in Commando.
Did you ever see the new Tomb Raider games?
No.
There's a bit where... If you're going through a river and a big jagged rock goes right through the neck, a bit like that.
That, but my spine. Okay. So,
yeah, of a big dragon man.
So I'm in bad form, bad way.
Generally, You would be.
You go unconscious, right? You go unconscious then and there.
Yeah, I went down because I took like 50 damage, so that was brought me to the negatives. So I'm just sort of propped against this rock. I have to do my rolls every so often.
Death saving throws.
Killian comes, he's like, okay, I'm going to do this thing where I hit you with my sword and it'll teleport you over here and then you'll do the damage. We'll take the damage.
I forgot about that.
Don't worry. The maximum this will do won't bring your
health to death.
To negative bloodied. So I was like,
negative
okay.
Bloodied. Negative half your hit points is death.
You're dead, right? Yeah. So I was like, Grant, that'll bring me to 50 or so. Negative 50, I can go as far as negative 65.
Yeah.
Boom, does that. Thanks, Kate. Right, so...
You're on terra firma.
On terra firma, lying on the ground. Ymir's not in great shape either. Bleeding out.
Spines in bits.
Door. All these rats are still coming across the... right? And they're like, we need to save you. I'm like, genuinely, the quality of life I'm going to have isn't going
to
be great.
I found this so disheartening, by the way, that you've died and come back to life that day, right? Like, so it's clear that medical science is somewhat eclipsed by magic, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my character is paralyzed now. What? I'll just roll him up a new one. Well, no, not even a consideration.
One arm and then pierced through the spine. I was like, you're going to have to carry me, lads. Someone's lifting me up them steps.
Go on without me and carry me with you.
So anyway, Donna was
broke
on
my heart, to be honest.
Way over to like some. Yeah, there was someone around me to like oh, we next time around, we'll at least get you up to consciousness and get out of here. So Killian's trying to work on this door.
It's okay.
Opens the thing, tries the door, but the wrong combination was in. Meanwhile, these statues are surrounded by that. John had been like, now, because you use detect magic, you know that these statues are magically connected to the door. The statues are all the same, and there's nothing written underneath them. So it wasn't like there was runes or anything. Yeah. Handle, door, nothing works.
Well, because he didn't know the languages, so he was just trying the keys randomly, opened the door,
order.
And he got them.
Yeah.
All of the dwarves had hammers.
Yeah.
Hammers. And out of the hammers, bolts of lightning shot right from all five of these to the door. This cat was happened to be lying...
propped up against the door?
Nah, just lying prone in between all five of them. I got hit by the five bolts of lightning and brought me to a clean, like, -100.
Oh, no.
Like, dead and some.
Yeah. Crispy, like.
Crisped, like, yeah.
Crispy Williams.
Then Emer. Died Emer got well, the lightning, did her in as well. Yeah. So both of us died.
Yeah. Fuck.
That is...
There
was one original character left.
No, there isn't.
Shane.
Oh, Shane, yeah, of course.
Shane lives in London, though, so he doesn't get playing too often. So
he's missed a good few. But yeah, no.
So it goes.
It was heartbreaking. He's been playing that character 6 years now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I already have a new character in mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Want to say it now?
I'm going to call him Kraken.
Kraken?
Yeah.
What is he? What if you got a race class?
You know who it is, but I'm not going to tell other people who it is.
Oh, very good. So it's the thing we discussed. Yeah. I won't say.
All
it
I can think of is Fluck.
Fluck.
A Kraken, wet to the skin.
Oh yeah,
or something.
Yeah, Fluck a Kraken, right. Wet to the skin.
Very good.
The Irish Kraken the skin.
Milshawn.
Exactly.
They are the two I know. I forgot the word for ball the other day. Like
Leroy.
Yeah, I am not good at.
Me neither.
Not good at
Why
Irish,
are you needing
friend.
The Irish for ball? Oh, a fierce pain of me, Leroy.
I tried to say ball in Irish for some reason and said maula.
Bag.
Which is bag, yeah. I'm not good
or
at
Play-Doh.
Irish, or, yeah, quite right.
Do you call Play-Doh maula? Yeah. Maula?
Maula.
Whatever that meant.
Such a weird smell.
So good, though.
Yeah, good. Good, but bad.
Hey guys, this is Rob here, and I just wanted to let you know that my brand new album, All Things Must Pass by the Cooper Church Amendment, has now been released online after 9 months. So if you want to check out my Twitter, I've got the links on there, or if you want to go directly to thecooperchurchamendment.bandcamp.com, you can listen to it for free on there, or if you want to support some Irish music, you know, throw a few quid towards. It's only €7, and I really hope that you guys enjoy.
Talking about weird smells. Has anyone watched The People versus O.J. Simpson? It's so good, you guys.
It smells fishy. It's class.
I'm midway through it, and I've become completely
on O.J. side.
Not even.
couldn't have done it.
Because I went in.
It's horrific.
I went in genuinely with an almost like, with a respect for Johnny Cochran, which was almost based on folk tales. Like in the same way so you would
Johnny Cochran, Paul Bunyan, Coop Holland.
Exactly. Exactly. It was just the Chewbacca defense in South Park and like Johnny, like his civil rights stuff. Oh my God, what a horrific nightmare of a human being.
Yeah.
Oh, heartbreaking. And you know what's incredible about The People versus O.J. Simpson? Like from the very, very start, the very first sequence is like the Rodney King riots, like the real news, real footage of it. And it establishes from the very, very start that it's a story about the dichotomy of treatment between white and black America, right? And how it's, you know, and how that, you know, historically was crystallized in the OJ case. Fair enough, right? That's, you know, as a really good start to it. And then it sucker punches you around the face by becoming this such an elaborate feminist narrative.
Oh, yeah, about Marsha Clark.
Yeah, about Marsha Clark. So you go in expecting sort of be about the disenfranchisement, about, you know, black America, and then it becomes this entirely other thing, like about an equally disenfranchised element of American culture that wasn't getting the same, that wasn't being discussed at the
and
time, you know what I mean?
Chris Darden, like him being viewed as a race traitor.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the internal politics within black America of, like, somebody prosecuting him. It's superb.
Yeah, but...
And the acting is all
the Marcia Clark episode, the episode, the one episode in particular. I know there's a good few, yeah, of them, yeah. But there's one episode in particular that focuses on, you know, basically her treatment in a male-dominated industry.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, Donna roared crying. She roared crying watching it. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely worth watching. If you like American, do you ever watch American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Because the same dudes, you know, Brad Falchuk and Ryan Murphy. So it's got the same sort of wild, very, experimental, maybe retro style cinematography, and it's got the same hyper camp sensibilities on occasion. And it's also got Ross from Friends, being Ross from Friends.
He's Robert Kardashian, isn't he?
He takes like two episodes to the just to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are you doing, Ross?
Yeah. He just keeps
saying juice
with reckless abandon.
Juice.
What I love is they all play it so straight.
Yeah.
Like Travolta, Shapiro.
Yeah.
All of it could easily be parody. Like, it's so close, but they just play it so well.
Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, being slightly camp. Like, it is a hair's breadth away from being like a Spaceballs of a court drama.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Alan Dershowitz as well. Yeah. Like,
and you're absolutely right, by the way. Everyone is superb in it, particularly Sarah Paulson is unbelievable in it.
Who's Johnny Cochran?
Is unbelievable in it, except for Cuba Gooding Jr., who is shite as OJ.
That's very strange casting.
Yeah, because he's a tiny wee man,
They don't look the same.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't have at all. Yeah.
Or the gravitas of.
He's very good in the last season Horror Story, though. So
yeah,
seen it.
I haven't seen it. I must check it out. I'll definitely check it out.
The new season of Crime Story, though, is out soon.
Really?
They've announced the next five seasons, or the next four seasons.
What cases are they doing?
I think the next one is Katrina.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's like how this state
failed
the people of New Orleans.
That's incredible.
Who are they going to get to play W?
Who are they going to play who?
George W. Bush. I'm sure he's going to be
Kanye
involved.
Kanye West and Mike Myers.
Yeah.
So funny.
That was
Mike Myers' face.
It's weird that that happened in a world where Mike Myers and Kanye West are both relevant. Like, was a very small window of time.
Just a crossover.
Yeah.
Just.
Where is he now?
Kanye. What is he up to?
Because it's like... Oh, yeah. Good. Sorry.
I went to see Kanye West when I was 17 in Phoenix Park, and I remember getting my dad. I was like, just drop me here. And he dropped me the far end of Phoenix Park, so I had that lonely walk. But I remember he was singing Hey Mama, and it was just about the time that his mum had actually died. So he was like, Hey Mama. I'm just going to have to stop here now for a second.
I remember that.
He brought it down and like had a little chat with the audience.
Can't stand him.
His mum died in the operating table.
Yeah, like plastic surgery.
In plastic surgery, he was paying for it.
Really?
Yeah. This thing she wanted for ages, and he had the money.
No elective surgeries, man. No elective surgeries. It's so fucking dangerous. People have no concept. I really, truly believe
surgery
that.
is not crack, like.
No, man, it's horrific stuff. But anyway, listen, Joe, my doctor Kira Kelly on that.
Is that your doctor?
That's my local GP. Is Dr. Kira Kelly. Since I was a wee lad, she's been my doctor. And she has her new show, what's it called, Body Shopping? It's a series about plastic surgery in Ireland.
And weird.
Very good, and I find it very difficult to watch because there's proper, like...
So many...
Back of lads' heads getting sewn up and shit.
I was getting pizza, and two girls had those, like, lip injections, and it was just so hard not to watch them just... Eating just the
funneling
lips kind of like,
into their
yeah, it's as if their mouths were open wide, but their lips were still like.
Oh my god! I think that doesn't look good on anyone.
It just looks fake.
It looks super fake. It's one of those ones. It's sort of like a lip or the cheekbone thing. You just immediately like, oh, you've had fantastic work done. Like,
speaking of work done,
kind of all have the cheekbones at this side of the table. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's my fidget cube. I'll explain in a second, just before we go off topic completely.
Go on.
Speaking of surgery, season 3 of American Crime Story. So season 2 is going to be coming out in the start of next year.
Okay.
And season 3 is also coming out next year. It's going to be released within 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So next season is Katrina. Matthew Broderick is in it as a real person. Cuba Gooding Jr., Sarah Paulson, and Courtney B. Vance are all back. They don't have their roles announced. Third season,
she plays the hurricane.
That'd be so funny. as Katrina.
As Katrina.
The third season is about the murder of Johnny Versace.
Oh, really? Wow. That's interesting.
And Penelope Cruz is playing Donatella Versace. Oh. And Ricky Martin is playing...
Perfect.
The guy who shot him.
He's due a comeback.
No, he's not. Sorry, he's the partner of the Versace. Antonio D'Amico.
Sounds fascinating. I look forward to it.
Penelope Cruz as Donatella Versace is going to be great because she's all fake lips. Yeah, you know Donatella Versace.
Yeah, I know. No Penelope though. Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Like, as in, for Penelope Cruz to be playing.
See, that looks wrecked, man.
That looks wrecked.
By that I meant the surgery, not the individual.
Yeah.
After me specifically giving shit about taking subjectivity away from people.
Plastic surgery. She's terrifying looking. You know the way there's people that, you know, they go and get botched butt lifts and they get like cement or olive oil injected into their buttocks.
Yeah. What international waters cruise ship are they getting plastic surgery
cement
on?
In the arse.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. My dad listened to the podcast we had with Sophie Pigott the other day. Have you ever come across Sophie Pigott? She's an old friend of mine. She was
Tattler's Woman of the Year last year.
Yeah, she's a lawyer and she does a huge amount of charity work. And she's twice Irish women's surfing champion and she's really class lady.
Yeah, I've met her sister, quite freckled.
Oh, she's a couple, Scarlet or Copper or... I know.
Rebecca?
Yeah. Rebecca, yeah, Rebecca. Yeah. It's lovely. Rebecca. Yeah. Rebecca was at my Debs. Love Rebecca. She's a dynamite lady. Anyway, my dad listened to that episode and he was just like, she's an incredible person. Where'd you know her from? I was like, I went to school with her. And he's like, oh, right. And he goes, that's the best story I've ever heard about someone getting limes in their arse.
It is.
Supposing that he's heard more than
fell
one.
Fell around the place. I loved it. I thought that was really
funny. It is the best story I've heard
as
well.
It's
certainly the best one we've had on the podcast.
Yeah, it's
about
very
limes
good.
In the arse.
Limes in the arse, yeah. It was she got injured when she was living on an Indonesian island with no electricity or hospitals or anything. And
she landed on coral, wasn't she? Come off her surfboard. And
yeah.
And no, it wasn't. It was nose of the surfboard.
Yeah. Oh.
And like cut right into her and just
broke off inside.
Just lime juice as a disinfectant.
The same way that
tying
you
it up with fish and
cook
wire.
Cook fish.
Yeah. It is incredible. Like, but anyway, Sherlock. Sorry, Versace.
Just when we were talking about lips.
Yeah. Try not to get surgery, lads.
Yeah.
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 Except unless it's medical reasons why you need surgery.
Don't get surgery ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we mentioned in the last episode.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was late because I couldn't find it.
Your fidget keep, which was both the introduction and also reality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rob's playing with it now.
Yeah.
So I think that's a Chinese knockoff of a very popular Kickstarter. So apologies, but what it is it. I can't remember the science behind it, but.
Gives your hands something to do.
It gives your hands something to do. But like that's not just the thesis science statement. Yeah. That's
science.
The science.
Here's the fun part.
But
here
know,
comes
like,
the science bit. It gives your hands something to do.
End of. Yeah.
Science, it works.
Peer reviewed. So you know like if you're trying to do work and then your brain just always try to find something to. So it's pretty much it's an occupier. So you have something to like keep that subconscious part of your brain occupied. And then you can focus. And it is an absolute wonder. Like, because what I John said earlier, I'm online a lot. And a huge reason for that is I just take my phone out and it's like, I don't know if it's partly ADD or just conditioning to the internet, but I will, like, if I'm on the street, I'll just take my phone out to have something in my hand. But now I'll walk and have that, like, hidden in my hand, playing
just
away with it.
Accidents flaming behind
oh my God. Like, the dirty looks I've got in the last week have been hugely reduced.
Do you cross the road on your phone?
No, never.
All right.
Because even if it's in my hand,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, if I'm hit by a car, a driver's going to be like, who's on his phone?
Yeah.
So I always make a point of putting it in my pocket.
Because I tell you what, there are more times people walk out in the middle of the road, like as someone
looking
who drives
in
Dublin. Once you get into the inner city, every single time someone's just looking at their phone and wanders through the thing.
Would never do that.
No, fair play to you.
I saw someone cycling today with her phone between her shoulder.
Oh, man.
Clever.
A handbag in a basket. And it was me and Dad were driving into town. And she was about, Dad's like, what the fuck is she doing? I'm like, she's waiting to fall off that bike. Just pull in. How important is that?
You know how I feel about cyclists.
Yeah.
They're all the worst.
And mobile phones.
And should be banned forever. And mobile phones largely, yeah.
But yeah, so Anna, this just sort of keeps that side of my brain occupied. It's great because, like, sometimes from the cinema or from watching shows, I just don't automatically go for my phone. Like, I'll just be, like, playing. So, like, there's quiet ones.
Yeah.
And that's great. Like, we were playing that video game.
I will say it was genuinely surprising because David is, in times gone by, I've said to you before,
notorious about
it. It's difficult to play video games with him because every time there is a loading screen.
The second there's a pause screen or a loading screen,
he's on his phone. Yeah. And then I'm sat there with the proverbial Mickey in my hand waiting for you to, you know what I mean?
But we were playing this game and...
Which demanded attention to a degree.
And also, you're on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
the tabbing there, you just tab in and out.
Yeah, but it stops the game, as Killian quickly found out. And thought he could get away with every time.
He was coming up and like, disconnected. Because we're playing on the projector.
Oh, okay.
But you use your phone as a controller. And the Donna was like, disconnected.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn it.
No, I will say, it was it was notable the difference it made in... I don't know how you would, like, attention. I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. So now if I'm like walking down the street, I'm not just like reading the news or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about like productive things. Yeah.
Well, fair play to you, man. Yeah, I hope it continues to be
Fidget Cube.
A nice part of efficacious part of your life.
Note to self.
Jared Way.
Jared Way. Just went Fidget Cube.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah, Jared Way put a photo up on Instagram being like, this has changed my life. This isn't a promo thing. So all the cool kids are getting on board. Me,
fair play.
Gerard Way,
etc.
Rob,
seem to be. Big three.
Yeah.
Anna, you getting on it? Good woman. Listen, we will cut it there, but we will see you again on Friday. I've had a lot of fun. Anna, will you be free to stick around for the next episode? You are totally entitled not to.
We'll see.
Look, suspense. Leave us in suspense. You're the dream. Thank you so much to the founder of the Repeal Project and our government representative. I know that that's not how it works, but that's what I'm billing you as. Anna Cosgrave, everyone. Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you very much to the S-shaped block, to our L-shaped Tetris block, Mr. Rob O'Sullivan, the engineer of Sentinel Audio Productions.
Bye, everybody.
And thank you very much to the person who almost couldn't be here today because of S-Club reasons. It's Mr. David Riley.
Goodbye, folks.
My name's John Hosier-Byrne. Thank you very, very much for listening. Good night. This episode of the Stoneface Films podcast was brought to you by the extremely lovely, kind, charming people over at Patreon who support our podcast and all who sails in her. We have a huge thank you to send out to our good friends, the top lads, McMatts, Laura Conway, Rebecca Hiriami, I so hope I pronounce your name correctly, Therese Smout, Mandy Taylor, Terry Peterson, and Fionn, I presume that's the Cleary. Thank you also a huge amount to our the ensigns and the USS best friends, Chelsea Kirkman, Lucy Wilk, Jess Angell, Sam Sweeney Saya, Megan Noble, and Jamie Palmer Lou. We love you all. Thank you also to the Knights of the Sainsbury's Car Park, the mysterious Sir Lard Flames, and Alice, the best Tom Waits album. We hugely appreciate your time and effort and support. You're very, very lovely. Thank you a huge amount to the small council of King Robert the Hand. Rob, how's getting the throne back? How's that going? He's getting there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much to Luke Bruton, Shelley Umla, and Dawn Smith, as well as a very special person who would not like to be mentioned, and we respect that decision on her part. Finally, and I say this with all the gravitas I can muster in my gravelly voice box, a huge thank you to the stars of the constellation Aldrin's Mickey. Thank you so much to Lizzie and a couple of people who don't want their name mentioned, but we really, really appreciate them all the same. Thank you very, very much for your time and support and for supporting the show in every way that you do. We really, really appreciate it. We wouldn't do it without you. Thank you so much for your time.
You've been listening to the Stoneface Films podcast, hosted by John Hosier-Byrne, David Riley, and Rob O'Sullivan. The show is produced by Rob O'Sullivan of Sentinel Audio Productions. You can find out more about the show, our companies, and upcoming podcasts at stonefacefilms.com and at sentinelaudio.com. Our opening theme is by Lazy Itis, and all other music is by the Cooper Church Amendment. You can get involved in future shows by sending questions and messages to the Stoneface Films Twitter, at Stoneface Films. If you could take the time to rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher, we'd really appreciate it. We thank you all for your continued support of this podcast, and we'll talk to you next time. This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.